Blog Talk Radio.
You're on. You're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
You're on. You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. Oh, I think I know what's wrong. I think I know what's wrong. Okay. Okay.
You're on. Go ahead and start talking.
Start talking.
Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the Tuesday edition of Dr. Harris's Black Lives Matter show. The Tuesday editions for the rest of this year are going to be dedicated to the memory and legacy of Sister Maria Ells, who was our past president and our past secretary, and who had a great passion for Fresno Freedom School. Tonight's show is called Growing Your Own Food, Good Medicine During a Pandemic. And I wanted to do something a little different tonight, a little lighthearted, because I wanted to share an experience that I had this morning with two people who are working out of Southwest Fresno with the Housing Authority. Their names are Chris and Amber, and they are working on a project behind the Mariposa Meadows housing projects. They have a seven-acre growth area out there where the residents can divide and grow their own food. Now, some people might not think that this is an important thing for us to do, but during a pandemic, think about all the things that, you know, earlier this year we had food shortages, people lost their jobs, there was a whole host of things, and we are still in a crisis so far as jobs, health, safety, and things like that. So I wanted to do to just share with you what I learned this morning. So they gave me a tour, and they had it divided where the residents in these housing projects could rent a space for $3 a month, and irrigation water would be provided for them. They would be responsible for their own upkeep. They could grow whatever they wanted to. And I have to tell you guys, I saw some beautiful sunflowers this morning. I saw watermelons being grown. I saw cucumbers. There's an area out there where they are where they have an orchard. And they have, I think it's like about a two-acre plot at the very, very back where they're going to put in a new orchard. And they're going to put in a pergola where they can have outside seating and sort of a learning area out there. So this plan of action is not a new one. I mean, people have been growing their own food, you know, in these kind of setups for a long time. I know in the UK they have things like this where, you know, you have your own plot and you can grow whatever you want. I'm not sure about the money set up for that over there. But I have noticed that a lot of the new developments that are being talked about in downtown and Southwest with the TCC monies have included urban gardening. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight, and I want you all to be able to share your stories, your own personal garden stories if you have them. And our call-in number is 1-516-387-1474. So once again, that's 1-516-387-1474. So I want to share just a little bit of what Amber and Chris were talking about, because we have had the sincere pleasure to work with Chris and another of their colleagues, Jesse, at Fresno Freedom School, and they came last week, last Friday, and worked with us harvesting vegetables from our own growth garden over on Valencia. And we were able to bag up a lot of fruit, our veggies, and had people come in a drive-through sort of setup. Now, this was not my idea, friends and neighbors. This was the brilliant idea of Dr. Floyd D. Harris, Jr. And so he is our president and CEO at this time, and he is pretty much in charge of our ag program at Fresno Freedom School. So I wanted to talk about growing your own food as a form of personal freedom. You know, when you grow your own food, you know what you're putting in the ground. You know what you've used for fertilizer. You know whether or not you're spraying pesticides on it or not. You know, we grow organic vegetables at Fresno Freedom School. So you're going to have a lot of control about what you're, you know, what you're growing. It's therapeutic to be outside in nature, and there are a lot of ways to do it. Some of you who may have limited space in your front or backyard, let me just share with you that if you have just a little outdoor space and some gardening soil, a hand trowel, and a long-handled hoe, you can supplement what you buy, you know, what you're getting at your grocery store. And if you have more space, if you have a little bit more space, you can even grow enough for your friends, your family, your neighbors, and all that you don't give away or use, you can always freeze. So I want to, you know, just remind people that, you know, you can use pots, planters, you can use raised beds. And when you're doing all these things, of course, you want to protect both of them from, you know, all the things that you're planting from garden pests and from four-legged animals. Now, some of us don't have a natural affinity for growing things, and that's okay too. If you go to your local nurseries, a lot of the staff and owners there will be happy to talk to you about what grows best in your area. You know, my folks are from Texas, and they were rural people. My mom's people were rural people. So my grandpa used almanacs a lot. I seriously doubt that they use them anymore, but if they do, they're probably online. And so it's easy enough to find out the best time of the year to plant and grow different things. I know with Fresno Freedom School right now, we have grown cucumbers, we've grown bell peppers, we've grown Fresno peppers, the little hot ones, and jalapenos. We have grown cucumbers, we have grown sunflowers and gotten sunflower seeds. And we have grown our famous Fresno Freedom School okra. So I have to take my hat off and give all praises due to Reverend Harris, who has been a mentor and a mensch for Fresno Freedom School and the children there, and is our head farmer. This brother knows exactly what he's doing, and he is tireless in taking care of our harvest. So all of us at Fresno Freedom School appreciate him and love him and appreciate all that he has done for the community, because when we had this farmer's market last Friday, I have to tell you, there is no set price on the things that we sell. We bagged up vegetables and some donated fruit that we got, and people donated. And so we were very grateful for that blessing. But we also want to remind people that the students at Fresno Freedom School had a project this summer. Because of COVID, we could not meet. And so it was the brainstorm of Sister Maria Ells and Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris that we do a Grow at Home project. And so what happened was a large, you know, container was with soil was given to each child, and they were given seeds or a little sampling of what they were going to plant, and a trowel, a garden trowel, so that they could plant it. And, you know, minor, small instructions as to what they needed to do. And from that, the kids were able to grow their own veggies. And some of the kids, I know Sister Maria's kids were growing herbs as well, basil and thyme and things like that. And so it's a very exciting project. My great niece was growing strawberries. I'll have to tell y'all at a separate time because she would not appreciate me telling her business about the strawberries. But suffice it to say, her great auntie didn't do so well either with the plants that she had. I need to take some more lessons from Reverend Floyd. So I'm hoping that people are going to call in at 1-516-387-1474 and share their gardening stories. Now, I just find it interesting that in an area like Fresno, urban Fresno, I'm talking about, streets of Fresno, that we don't have more people growing stuff. You know, when I was a girl growing up in Southwest Fresno, like I said, my family has rural roots. And my father, when I was a kid, he had Thompson grapes, the green and the red kind. We had seedless and seeded grapes in the backyard. Then he planted a lemon tree. Then he planted a walnut tree. And for a while, this was before I was born, we had chickens in the backyard. But, you know, that by the time I got here, we didn't have chickens anymore. I'm grateful because I didn't want to have to feed them. But I just think that it's interesting that in an ag area like this, we don't have more people doing personal gardening, urban farming, whatever you want to call it. But I have to say that being out there this morning with the folks from Metro Ministry with the Housing Authority Project was very, very invigorating. It was a great way to start the day, being outside with the soil, seeing things grow. It's very therapeutic. And so I would love to hear some of your gardening stories. I don't know if Reverend Harris wants to share anything about the experience that he has when he's working on the urban garden for our Fresno Freedom School. I'm going to totally leave that up to him. But if any of you would like to call in at 1-516-387-1474, I would love to hear some of your gardening stories. You know, during this pandemic, yeah, I was thinking hard about a story for tonight's show. And Maria and I worked very hard to make the show appealing to women and things that are important to women and to Black families. And so I wanted to take a different turn tonight because things have a way of looking very dire and dark and menacing in the world right now. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last. We have a lot of people who are unemployed. We have people wearing masks, and then we have people like the folks that were out there in front of Fresno City Hall this past weekend with no masks, no social distancing, baptizing people in a public fountain. So with all the madness that's going on in the world, with what's going on in Portland, with people getting their heads cracked and getting tear gas, we want to look for the good in the world. And I know that some of you may have seen or heard about the memorial services for Congressman John Lewis. And, you know, John Lewis was one of those people who was a rural guy, the boy from Troy, Alabama, who understood the basic importance of dignity and respect and was ever hopeful that things were going to get better. That's what I'm trying to do with this show tonight, so that we understand that we have got to keep growing. We've got to keep planting seeds. If one thing doesn't work out, we have to try something else until we get where we need to go. And that is one thing that I love about Fresno Freedom School, that when things get difficult for us and we're not able to move forward going one way, that we know how to pivot and go a different way and continue to push forward. And this is not to say that things haven't been difficult for us. Losing Sister Maria was a big blow for us, but we have to push on, and that is why this show about growing is dedicated in her memory. So I want to talk a little bit about the importance of not just growing your own food, but the health benefits of that as well. You know, one of the reasons why I'm not a medical expert, so this is just my speculation, of course. One of the reasons why Black and brown people and indigenous people supposedly are having such a hard time with COVID-19 is because we have underlying health issues, whether it's diabetes or high cholesterol or high blood pressure, so on and so forth. You know, many Black people, myself included, suffer from asthma, you know, eczema, allergies. You know, we can go on and on, especially in this valley when it comes to bad air and environmental racism. So when you add all of that up with a relentless monster like this COVID-19, you are going to have a lot of deaths. You know, the comorbidity, as they say, is going to be very, very high and off the charts. So one of the things about growing your own vegetables, not only is it therapeutic as you're doing it, but when you make that harvest and you start eating better and living better and wanting food that is not as processed, that does not have a lot of chemicals in it, it will make all the difference. You know, let me just share just briefly a little story from my own life when I was in my 20s. I'm in my 60s now. But when I was in my 20s, I decided I was going to go vegetarian. And most of it was for, you know, weight loss and things like that. But I just wanted to feel better. And so I went on this journey of being a vegetarian. And I didn't tell my friends about it. I didn't tell my family about it. And I started to, I stopped eating red meat. I just stopped cold turkey. And I started eating more fruits and vegetables. And I was a poor student in the Bay Area, so what I would do is I would buy frozen vegetables and canned vegetables and fruits and went about it that way. And I have to tell you guys, it worked. You know, I felt better. I had a lot more energy for studying. I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. And I started exercising, and if any of you are familiar with Oakland, you are familiar with Lake Merritt. I used to walk the perimeter of Lake Merritt, which is about 3.5 miles every day. I didn't run it. I have bad knees, but I did walk it, and I had just a ton of energy. And, you know, I kept the weight off for quite a while before it came creeping back. But all of my friends thought I had, what do you call it, that thing where you're anorexic. Yeah, yeah. They thought I was anorexic. No, Aline loves food. And so it wasn't that. But I will tell you a funny story that happened to me about 6 months in. I was studying one night, minding my own business, and I got this craving, this terrible craving for meatloaf. Now, when I tell you that I left my apartment at 10 o'clock at night, walked down to the corner store, bought some ground beef, had the seasonings already, came home, made meatloaf. I took one bite and gagged. I had to throw the meatloaf out. You know, I had to take it outside and put it in the trash. I didn't even want the smell, and I had to air out my apartment, right, because it smelled like meatloaf. So I'm saying all this to say my body had rejected the idea of eating red meat. And I have to say it took a couple, 3 years for me to get back on the red meat train. So what I'm saying is that we can and should take our own health into our own hands, you know, and there are things that we can do. And growing our own food is very, very empowering. I mean, when I'm at Fresno Freedom School and I am handling and looking at the bounty that comes from growing your own food, I am so proud and blessed to be a part of this organization. And I'm grateful that Reverend Harris has allowed myself and others to share his vision about pushing our young people forward, you know, teaching them cultural consciousness and relevance and their place in the universe and how wonderful and strong and beautiful they are. And our ag program is just one of the many programs that we have at Fresno Freedom School. And the great thing, too, is when the children work farmers market, they get paid. You know, like any good worker, any laborer, they should get benefits from their labor. And so when they come and they work the farmers market and they're working with customers, you know, we want to give them some recompense for that. I know my niece, my little niece, was at one of our, not the last farmers market, but the one before that. And she loves to cook. So she's in the kitchen with myself and Brother Tony Bullock, who is a professional, you know, chef. And she learned how to cook our famous Freedom School okra. She helped me make fruit parfaits. And she also served them. And this is important because my niece, like many, you know, young people, is shy. But she's learning how to interact with people. She's learning how to sell. She's learning all these things that is bolstering her self-esteem. And that is what we're about at Fresno Freedom School. You know, this is one of the things that we do. So this is not a commercial for Fresno Freedom School, but I will say this. If you are interested in having your children become culturally aware and woke, and you want them to learn, you know, urban farming, if you want them to learn cooking and sewing, you know, life skills that they're going to need as they grow up, if you want them to learn landscaping, things like that, send them to Fresno Freedom School. And during this pandemic, our interaction with our students is going to probably be limited. In fact, I know it's going to be limited. Our board is working on that now, how we can, you know, connect with the kids on a virtual basis, you know, probably through Zoom meetings. But we want you to understand that Fresno Freedom School is still in the house. And our ag program is one of our strongest programs, one of the programs that's most important to us. And so we want to share that with you. So once again, I want to share the call-in number with you. It's 1-516-387-1474. So if you have any gardening tips, if you want to talk about your successes or your failures with growing your own food, we'd love to hear about it. And I know a lot of you might be on Facebook, and there are I'm in several groups that are like vegan and vegetarian groups. And, you know, I look for vegetarian recipes that are healthy for me and things that I can eat. There are some things that I'm allergic to and I cannot have. But I'm always up for learning something new. And we have so much knowledge that we can share with one another. And this is so important during these dark days of the pandemic. We need to try to bring some light and some love to one another during this dark time. So I think growing things, you know, taking care of our families, staying safe during this pandemic is very important. And being mindful of what's going on in the world, this is a time to reflect. Black Lives Matter, it's not an accident that Reverend Harris's show is called Black Lives Matter. And I know I want to keep the show light and keep it moving. I don't want it to be real heavy, but the truth of the matter is that these are very heavy times that we're going through. We're at war, people, you know, and for those of us who have worked in the past on the Poor People's Campaign, you know, we understand that right now there's a war on the poor and there is a war on Black people and people of color. You know, what's happening in Portland is very endemic of the reaction that the government is having against people wanting to stand up for Black lives. And I say that because think about it. Portland, three-quarters of the city of Portland is Caucasian. There are not a lot of Black people in Portland. And Portland is going on to their, I think it's their 59th or 60th night of protests, nonviolent protests. And what does the government do? The government is sending in these government goons, these federal agents, to gas people, to firebomb people. And now you have moms, and I'm talking white moms, locking arms. You got dads, white dads, locking arms. Now, most recently, you got vets locking arms. And all these people are saying is that Black Lives Matter. So one of the things that I thought was important to talk about tonight was the freedom and the power in growing your own food. When you have access to not have to go into a grocery store and buy something, you are keeping your money in your pocket, and that money can be circulated somewhere else in your own community. And, you know, one of the things that people are doing right now, one of the things that they're doing is they're buying from Black-owned companies. And I think that this is an important power move. And so, friends and neighbors, wherever you're listening to this show from, I urge you to spend your money at a Black-owned business, because this is our time right now. We need to support one another. We have to show that Black Lives Matter. And I want to just say a big thank you and shout out to all the people who came and supported Fresno Freedom School at our last farmers market and the previous farmers market, the big one that we had on July 11th. I know that we're going to be having another one. I'm not exactly sure when exactly that's going to happen because I'm not the head, you know, farmer person in charge. That would be Dr. Harris. But we will be announcing it on Facebook, and we will be announcing it on our shows. And we hope that those of you who listen will come out and support Fresno Freedom School like you have been doing. We're working hard to try to put together a scholarship in Maria's name She was very committed to Fresno Freedom School and the ag work that we do. And she was quite getting to be quite the farmer herself. And I'm saying that because I've seen the things that her children were growing and that she was assisting with that. And I remember the last time that I saw Sister Maria on a tractor driving Big Red with Reverend Harris. And, oh, my gosh, we had such a good time laughing about that. And if you all check online, you might be able to see some photos of that with Dr. Harris showing her how to drive the tractor. And, you know, she's a better woman than me because I wasn't going to get on it, and I didn't get on it. But it tickled me to see her in all her glory driving that tractor. And, see, and this is the thing about Fresno Freedom School. If you all come out, and I urge you to come and volunteer at the school, if you have special skills that will help the students either with gardening or life skills, cooking, you know, baking, preserves, anything like that, anything that could be useful to the school, come on out and volunteer a few hours every month. You can either work an event or you can, you know, donate so many hours in a month, and we'll be letting you know how that's going to work out the rest of the year because of the pandemic. Everything's kind of up in the air, but believe you me when I say that Fresno Freedom School is not going anywhere. We're going to be here. Our kids are going to be here, and we're looking forward to the rest of the year. So I guess I should be sharing with you my gardening fail. I was able to secure some small tomato plants from Reverend Harris earlier in the summer, and I thought I was doing a really good job, you know, taking care of them. I bought plant food, you know, all that good stuff. I watered diligently, but somewhere along the way, my project went off the rails. And if Reverend Harris is listening to this, he's probably getting a big chuckle out of all this because whatever he seems to touch grows. And he just has a bounty of things growing in his plot right now. So I can just about hear him laughing at me, but that's okay because I refuse to give up, and I will be getting back on my garden hobby horse, trying again until I get it right. And that's the whole thing about not just gardening and farming, but it's the whole thing about life. You got to keep pushing. You can never give up. You have to keep going. And so I'm not sure if Reverend Harris is listening. I might not even go the full hour, but I wanted to give him an opportunity to share and say something tonight if he would wish to. Reverend Harris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Did you want to share something about farming or gardening with the listeners tonight?
Yeah, thank you for keeping the legacy of Maria continuing to live. We know that she was very committed to the Fresno Freedom School. She always told me the school was her baby. When I kind of analyzed what a baby is, she really meant that she loved the school, the institution, and wanted to build the brick and mortar for it to be the best that it could be. With her influence, her ideology on, you know, the direction of the school, I believe that she earned the right of presidency of the school. She worked day in and day out. We communicated on a daily basis. And, you know, we always put the kids first. Families come first.
Uh-huh.
And, all that. And, you know, I think that a lot of people really don't know the fiber of the Freedom School. I think people see the name. You know, we educate, motivate, energize, organize, and mobilize. Someone kind of said something the other day about that? And so I started thinking, you know, and I'm like, well, what do that really mean? You know, so if I read it, what does it really mean? And so I've been thinking about how to really critique that. You know, what does, you know, education mean? You know, what does motivate mean? What does organizing mean? I think that, you know, coming from our children, our standpoint as Black people versus another race, the meaning is different. Some may disagree, but I think for the oppression that we have been in this country, I think when we start talking about education, I think the Freedom School, not that I think, I know that our ancestors started the Freedom School back in Mississippi because white folks didn't want us in their schools. White folks didn't want us with their children. So our ancestors, what they did was they just turned around and built their own institution like we did. Now, understanding that, you know, we're here in the San Joaquin Valley. And so, you know, Freedom School, we don't get all the accolades and the support that other organizations get because of, you know, how we think. We think independent, we think strategy, you know, we think excellence, and, you know, and we don't believe in excuses. And so a lot of folks don't want to work with people who like that. A lot of folks want to work with people who always want to, you know, be or whining and all that. No, we're going to do it with money, we're going to do it without money. And so, you know, the Freedom School here, I believe that the board, the past boards, the boards we have now, you know, we just have to critique some things to take it to the next level, you know. I'm not going to be here, you know, for as one day I'm going to die, you know, and I want to make sure that I left something here to the next leadership to be able to take it to the next level. So that we can empower our children and our babies. You know, Freedom School has done so much in the last 11 years. You know, you have to go to our website. You know, you have to understand that, you know, my son goes to Southern University. I'm getting ready to take him back next week. And he's the founder of the Freedom School. I mean, go to our website, www.fresnofreedomschool.com, and you'll see the different programs we have, the farming, you know, out yourself, you know, you do the book club, you work with the children's book club, you know, we have Dr. Saxon, she works with the culture science, and you know, then we have Ernest. A lot of these programs we can't do now because of the COVID. Show you how we've been trying to work with automotive with the children. You know, we have journalism classes where we teach the children how to do public speaking and writing. We have sewing classes that you teach. Camera, teach the children cameras. My son, you know, he works with gymnastics. You know, go to our website and look at all this. Brother Andy works with the children.
And Maria had praise dancers that she worked with. So, yeah, a lot of programs.
Right. So there's many things that we have worked with in the past. To empower them, you know, the next leaders, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just think that, you know, we have to understand growing food is revolutionary.
Thank you, bro.
When you do not have to depend on your enemy to feed you, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. When you don't have to depend on your enemy to feed you. When we don't have to depend on Costco.
No Costco, no Winco, yes.
When we don't have to depend on those institutions to, I don't know where that comes from. We don't know.
See, this is what I'm talking about. People, Rev, put it down for you.
We don't know how much pesticide has been on it. But everything at the Freedom School grows, these children grow by seeds. It's all organic.
Right.
I don't, you know, we did the farmer's market twice. And, you know, we don't even charge for the food. We just ask for a donation. That's how much love we have for our people.
Right.
We don't have prices here on this. And we say, hey, you know, just give us a donation. Whatever it is. We don't even question it. And if we don't get a donation, we're okay with that. Why? Because the Bible says there's more blessed to give than to receive. So that's why the Freedom School can exist, because we're always, you know, people driving by. We're just handing bags out in the street to people. Who does that in a community that has the highest concentration of poverty in America? What
Freedom School?
It's in the community, in the heart of West Fresno, where the city of Fresno has given up on this community. But Freedom School is bringing hope. We're bringing to the table.
Yes.
It's just so. I don't even know the word. It's remarkable.
It's uplifting, Rev. It's revolutionary. It's uplifting. You're bringing light, and you phrase it so much better than I ever could. But that is where I wanted to go with this tonight. People need hope. And that is something that Fresno Freedom School is providing.
Exactly. So, you know, as we move forward, you know, without Maria, all I can do is just think about the conversations we had and just, I know if it was me that went before her, I know that she would think about all the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, we have to step up now. You know, we have to step up now. We have to fill positions now. Because we still have a generation of children that needs hope. We still have another generation of children that we got to get in college. We have another
set of children
that is looking up to us. I mean, when I hear you talk about your little ones, but that little baby is something special about her. Every time she comes, I say, "Come here, Ben." And I told her, "You are a leader." And she just looked at me. I said, "You are a leader, not a follower." As I'm so proud of you. You keep listening to your parents. You keep growing, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about. We're about building family. We're about eating healthier,
that's
man.
Right.
I know we all don't eat healthy every day, but we try. You know,
we try to
be an example for our children in the community. You know, and so you know, many people. I heard someone say, "You know, like, can't stop us. We can't stop us because God is before us. Now, if you can stop God, you can't stop us. But for love." It's been a roller coaster, up, down, and up. People walking in, people walking out. People say they're going to help. People don't. You know,
we're
building relationships with people now. Survival of the race is not to the swift, but to those
that's
who endure.
Right.
So we're
preach.
About putting in. And we have to understand that it's going to take work. It's going to take sweat. It's going to be days you don't want to get up early in the morning and go to the farm. But we have people across the country to ship them produce. We have people in
that's
L.A.
Right.
that have to go visit a black-owned store wanting us to put on their shelves. So, you know, we have to understand, and I'm looking at a lot of other things right now in the South. Because we have to understand that this country and the ag industry has been very discriminatory to black people.
Say
black
that.
People. To black people. And we as black people, we built the ag industry from the cotton to the sugar. I mean, I went to Louisiana. On the third day, we see no wealth from it. white folks control the USDA. Control
Say
the
that, brother.
Which is always against black people. I mean, we just have to be real with it.
Mm-hmm.
These white men have been very discriminatory. I think this generation now of young white brothers and sisters are standing parallel with us today.
I see it.
If you go to my Facebook right now, you can see a picture on my wall of the military got an assault rifle at the neck of the head of a white sister. So it's this generation of white. We're not telling you to come in and hijack our movement. Let me get that straight, because I think a lot of people in Fresno, white people, have did that. And I haven't addressed them yet, but I will address it. No, you don't come and hijack. We don't need for you to come in our house and tell us what to do.
Right.
You know what to do. If you want to be an ally, you need to read the script on what we need for you to do.
Say that. Yeah.
So I think that the country right now is in a hell of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, Fresno Freedom School is still standing due to pandemic. I don't hear of other organizations passing out bags of food in the middle of the street. But our children.
Uh-huh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take 50 or 100 people. It just takes 2 or 3 people. It just takes one change their mind and say, hey, I'm going to do what's right for people. And trust me, God will bless it. He will bless you. You know, a lot of people are asking, Harris, how do you do it? How do you drive a tractor? These are not even your children. And you're spending, it's like, you're treating them like they are my children. Why would I not look at them?
You always treat them like that. Yes, see? I know.
All nationalities come to the freedom. So you can look at all the pictures. We have planted seeds in the lives of these children. That's what people are understanding. We may not
and
even
we treat
see
all them. The same.
We may not see some freedom school for 100 some kids in black colleges. In black colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and mentor the young people. Who's doing that in West Fresno? Half our kids don't even go to college. But when you come to freedom, we plant a seed in you. We plant a seed. We plant a seed. We like to plant seeds in the ground. What happens? It breaks ground.
That's right.
I didn't mean to be long with it. I just wanted to just say hello.
No, brother. No, Rev. I needed you to come and say that, because nobody can say it like you. Number one, nobody. And that's the message that I wanted to get across. If people come and if they're around Freedom School students and staff and board members enough, they're going to get the Freedom School fever, because people get fired up when they see what we're accomplishing, the way we love the kids and want them to succeed and support them educationally. You know, do you remember, Rev, because we're going to be closing up in just a minute, but do you remember when those six students came back, Fresno Freedom School students came back that winter? It was around Christmas time. They were on Christmas break, all going to HBCU colleges. And they came and talked to the board, and then ultimately some of them came back and talked to the kids about their experience. I was so proud. And a lot of those kids, they were in Fresno Freedom School before I even started volunteering with Fresno Freedom School. So I didn't meet them until afterwards, you know. But this is a legacy, that your vision that you have built. And I know that you're not that kind of person where you're puffing yourself up. And, you know, this is not being prideful. This is about telling the truth about what you've accomplished and what these children have accomplished. People need to know that. our children are brilliant. They are hardworking. They are tireless. And they are succeeding. And that's what we want to get out, everybody. I want to thank Reverend Harris for coming on tonight and breaking it down. I wanted the show, and the show has been lighthearted because planting and growing to me is always a balm to the heart. And so I want to thank Reverend Harris for his input on tonight's show, for helping us all remember the legacy of Sister Maria Ells. Those of you who listen to the Tuesday show, you're going to be hearing Maria's name a lot because, you know, number one, we miss her. Number two, she was passionate about what we did at Fresno Freedom School. And she was an advocate, above all, for children. And we don't ever want to lose sight of that. So I'm going to be closing tonight's show just a tad bit early. And I want to thank Reverend Harris again for giving Maria and I this platform on Tuesdays to talk about things that are important, not just to the community, but to Black women. And for all of you sisters who are out there thinking that, you know, well, I can't grow stuff or I can't do stuff. If you have children, if you're a mom, you're already growing stuff. If you're taking care of an elder, you're already tending a garden that was started before you got here. If you are a friend or a neighbor who's checking on other people's property or their pets or their children and you're babysitting, you're a caregiver for children, you are tending a garden that is priceless. Just know that. Just know that and continue to do it with love and light. So,
Allie, not to cut you off, but can you talk about the folks who are coming on the show tomorrow that you went to go meet? They'll be on the show tomorrow at 8.
Yes, yes. The two people that I met this morning, Chris and Amber, and I apologize, folks, I didn't get their name, but they are working with Metro Ministry and Fresno Housing Authority at their urban garden project that's behind Mariposa Meadows over on California in Southwest Fresno. And it's a beautiful site, just beautiful. So I hope that you all listen to the show tomorrow. Chris and Amber are going to break it down to you what it is that they do. And we have been lucky enough to partner with them a little bit at Fresno Freedom School. I hope it's going to be a long partnership because these are very hardworking, righteous people. And I think it's a worthwhile project. So I'm glad that Reverend Harris is going to have them on the show tomorrow. And I hope that all of you will listen in next Tuesday for our show. So, Rev, you want to give them a breakdown of tomorrow's show?
Yes, we have, I believe, Brother Chris and Sister
Amber.
Amber on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'll be posting their pictures and different things in their website. So just stay tuned for that. And it's a new partnership we're going in, and we want them to come over to support us. We'll support them with our resources and just build this partnership. We live in one community, and we need to learn how to live together. And that's something that I think the country is trying to figure out right now. How do we live together in peace? And so food, we're coming around food, and we hope that food will bring us together. Food will start relationships. Food will help us be healthier in our country as we move forward.
Very good. Very good. So I look forward to that show tomorrow night. I'm going to be listening and calling in, and I hope all of you will be listening and calling in and have questions for these two young people that's working on this project in Southwest Fresno. It is a project that needs attention by all of us in the city. Why? Because it is successful, and it's about growing and changing the trajectory of Southwest Fresno for the better. Because Southwest deserves all the love and attention that can be given. So with that, I want to thank Reverend Harris again for his input, for breaking it down. Growing your own food is revolutionary, y'all. If you want to be a revolutionary, you don't always have to show up at Justice Corner, although it's nice when you do. Grow your own food. Teach your children to grow their own food. Control, you know, that part of your diet. You'll be healthier. You'll be happier. You'll be able to commune with nature, as will your children. And it'll be a great bonding experience. So with that, I want to wish everybody a good night. And I want to say, in closing, the thing I say every week, I want y'all to stay black till we get back. Take care. Stay safe.